Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Was anyone outside around sunset last night? What, you're all inside? Really, you live in Hawaii. Get out every now and again. I was out last night. It was before, just before sunset, and I was sitting, as oft I am, looking at the sky, and what did I see? A really bright light. So bright that I thought, I actually leaned over to Jeannie and I said, "Is that a plane?" And she said, "No, I don't think so." And a cloud went over it, and I thought, well, enough of that. And I looked up again, and there it was again. Bright as could be, so bright that it couldn't be natural. And I said, it must be a weather balloon. But the wind was blowing 30, 35 miles an hour last night, and it wasn't moving. Now, being a pastor, I immediately thought, oh, good Lord, it's happening again. But I thought to myself, I'll watch this for a while. So I went and got my binoculars, nice pair of 7x Fujinons, and I looked up there, and by gum, by golly, it was the brightest thing in the sky. There were no stars around it. And now I was getting very annoyed. What is this thing? So, being a person of my age, I got out my iPhone. And I fired up Star Walk. And I held it. Do you know what that is? It's an application that allows you to hold your phone up to the sky and it tells you what you are seeing up there. And lo and behold, I held Star Walk up there and I lined it up, and across my screen went Santa Claus. I kid you not. And I thought, that's terrible. But I looked, and you know what it was? It was Jupiter. So incredibly bright, so incredibly present, like it just didn't belong. But it did. It belonged right there. Well, tonight we celebrate the Nativity, a time when another star was there, and I can imagine the people in that time looking up in the sky and seeing that star and thinking to themselves, man, I wish they'd invent Star Walk. But something real was about to happen. On that night, so long ago, something incredible happened, and a child was born to a scared mother and a confused father. It happened all the time then, as it does now. Not the confused father part. But it happens every day, but something extraordinary happened in that manger that night because God became flesh. It seems so simple to us because we've been celebrating it for 2,000 years. But God did something incredible that night for us. Too often we dismiss it as some funny story, maybe some fairy tale. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a star. And under that star, a little elf named Jesus was born, who was really nice. And everyone liked him. And everyone lived happily ever after. But this is more than that kind of story. God put flesh to God's self. Not fake stuff, not play flesh. I said earlier, didn't even get a laugh. It wasn't tofurkey. You're much better. You know what tofurkey is? It wasn't that. It was the real stuff. It was just like the stuff that you have on your arms and on your legs. That same flesh, that's what God became this night. And in becoming that flesh, God felt what you feel. Pain and anguish, joy and laughter, anxiety, and even fear. In that fleshiness of that baby, God felt what you feel and experienced what you experience. In Martin Luther's famous Christmas sermon, he says, "I suppose you imagine that he was the best baby of all. But he cried and carried on and was hungry and pooped like every other baby. He was flesh." And then he grew up to heal and to love and to care, to annoy people, to call them to justice and peace. This little child swaddled in clothes grew up to bring good news to the poor and declare freedom to the captives. And we killed him for it. This God made flesh is no mere story for fairy tales, but the God who has chosen to be present with you and with the whole world. That is the good news that was delivered that night. And that's why it's so annoying that so often the Christian message becomes what I like to think of as not so good news. But it's there. That God became enfleshed on this night that all the world might know what love was like. And that that love which died on a cross and was raised on Easter Day might live in you. That the peace of God which passes certainly our understanding might be given life. On this night, the whole world was to be enrolled, and Joseph and Mary went into the little town of Bethlehem and gave birth to a child. God made flesh. And the world has not been the same since. And so God gives you the gift this night of the child and of the Christ, which lives in you and for you and with you and dwells, as John says, among you. But most of all, moves through you in the Holy Spirit. You have become the star that is guiding the world. It is a real light in Christ. And may God bless you as you leave this night, that as you look to the heavens and you look to the earth, you find there God enfleshed. Amen.